The House Ways and Means and Appropriations Committees this week both moved on legislation important to agriculture. Ways and Means passed permanent extensions of some key tax breaks, including bonus depreciation. Ohio Republican Pat Tiberi sponsored the bill to permanently extend the 50% bonus depreciation.
It helps companies better access capital and invest in new facilities, buy equipment, and most importantly, create American jobs. If bonus depreciation is made permanent and a business owner or farmer knows he or she can more quickly expense necessary equipment, he will have the certainty needed to build another factory that he otherwise wouldn't have built, buy another piece of equipment that he otherwise wouldn't have bought, and hire another worker that he or she otherwise wouldn't have hired.
While the House would like to see the expired provisions become a permanent part of the tax code, American Farm Bureau tax policy specialist Pat Wolf says the Senate only wants to extend them for 2 years.
Bonus depreciation helps with cash flow. It allows farmers to manage their tax liabilities, and it makes it easier for farmers to buy things they need to upgrade their operations and replace their equipment. It's just really difficult to deal with a tax code that changes every year or every 2 years. But the Senate is dug in on their 2-year extension, and how they're going to figure it out, no one knows.
Meanwhile, the House Appropriations Committee approved the fiscal year 2015 Ag Appropriations Bill, including the provision allowing some schools to receive waivers from requirements under the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Nutrition Program. The bill passed along party lines with protests from Democrats opposed to the policy and a full hour of debate where Republicans like Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania argued that a 12-month waiver for a few schools unable to meet the guidelines is fair.
But what the chairman of the subcommittee is trying to do is provide for a reasonable waiver. We have all heard from our school nutrition professionals on this issue. There are some problems with this in terms of the implementation of the law. But I also can't help to note the irony. You know, on a regular basis, this administration routinely delays, exempts, waives various provisions of the health care law. And nary a peep. But to ask legislatively, they do that administratively. Here we're talking about legislatively providing for a waiver, quite reasonable. This is being treated as if it's some kind of a human rights violation. It's not. This is reasonable.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.